Captain Hero!
This is it, boys and girls! Our heroes have finally found Goody Lovejoy! Masked by interference, Captain Hero and Chet stealthily make their way through Tyrant Damzelia's Bastion. But can they surpass this final obstacle in their way? Or is there a different lesson to be learned today? Hey, that rhymed! Let's hear the season finale of Captain Hero! Showdown at the Tyrant's Bastion!
Tyrant Damzelia, we've uncovered a ship in one of our storage bays. It must have snuck in during the Ion Storm. It seems we have an intruder.
Someone's trying to enter the Bastion. I wonder why. What kind of ship is it, Warwick?
It appears to be the stolen rebuild you had commissioned from Space Station Heck.
The Borealis?
Correct, Madam Tyrant.
She isn't much to look at up close, but when the starlight hits her just right...
What's that, my queen?
Nothing. See if you can find the intruders before they make it to me. Would you, Warwick? One, I owe an apology. The other I'll see to myself.
Yes, Queller of Distress.
Well, well. It seems you've decided to take the subtle approach this time. I don't think this will be the reunion you were hoping for, Captain Hero.
I must say, Chet, I find the layout of this bastion rather perplexing.
How so, Cappy?
The perimeter was well defended, but the inner layers are surprisingly lax. It's like this place was built to look far more intimidating than it actually is.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And for a tyrannical kingdom, where's the army? I haven't seen a single guard, henchman, or goon since we started sneaking. Kind of feels like we could have been walking this whole time, instead of squeezing into this cardboard box.
I admit, with the limited vision, it is a little difficult to assess our surroundings.
I'm just gonna take a peek.
Chet, wait, if they see you...
Yep, that's what I thought. Nobody home. This is surprisingly anticlimactic.
I'll do a rescan of the area. We're close enough now that the DNA tracker should give us a more exact location for Goody.
I'll snoop around while you press those buttons with intention.
Got a lock. She isn't far. Although logically, that would be the throne room.
Check it out! Books! Oh wow, I've never actually seen one of these before. Hey, this one's called The Damsel Who Quelled the Distress, A History of Our Kingdom. Doesn't this person on the cover kind of look like Goody?
Let me see. No. Goody was gentle, frail, and delicate. That woman is...
Powerful, awesome, and badass! Look at that outfit! It is said the mysterious damsel arrived in distressed space over 2,000 years ago. It was through her sheer cunning and ferocity that she refused to die until order had been instilled. No one knows quite when or how the transformation occurred, but sharpened by years of battle, the damsel who quelled the distress soon took up the mantle of Tyrant Damzelia, the hero who conquered Lucinda.
Lucinda? She was the demon who ran the space station Heck. There must be a connection.
Lucinda was the closest thing we had to a ruler in distressed space, till Damzelia arrived.
Ah! It's the guy who shut us down!
A lot of good it did. Why would you free her? Why are you trying to undo all the tyrant's work?
My good man, we are here for one reason and one reason only. To seek out my loyal assistant and lost secretary, Goody Lovejoy!
How do you know that name?
I just said she was my assistant and...
Enough! I was told to bring you in alive, but you know too much about the Empress.
Know too much? Dude, I just started reading this thing! Unless he means...
Time to turn up the heat.
A flamethrower? What are you, a video game boss?
Get down, Chet! Quick, under the cardboard box!
Hey! Where'd you go?
I can't believe this is working.
I told you, it's the perfect disguise for sneaking around a warehouse or a military base.
I swear once I find you, you're toast!
Cappy, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
You're right, Chet. Cardboard cover will only work so well against a flame-wielding enemy.
No, that too, yeah. But look, what this guy said about knowing too much about the Empress. You don't think there's a connection between Goody and this tyrant lady, do you?
Hold on. You aren't hiding in one of these boxes, are you?
I'm afraid I don't follow.
All I'm saying is maybe she wasn't as helpless here as you first thought. Maybe she flourished here. I mean, I did okay in your time.
Maybe you're under here! Ah, just a bunch of metal gears.
You're saying Goody may have gained the favor of this tyrant?
There you are!
Abandon the box!
It's Flame O'Clock!
We need a distraction.
I can do you one better. There's a fire alarm behind Hot Stuff. If you can toss me over his head, I should be able to pull the lever and activate the sprinklers.
Tossing may not be an option. Apologies, Chet, but this may sting a bit.
Wait, what are you—
Patriot Punt!
Ah!
Hey, hold still!
Time to rain on your parade!
Wah, wah. Sprinklers activated.
No! My fire's out.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Americ-kick!
Oh, such fury. I see the earth.
Nice work, Chet. Hurry to the throne room.
What's your rush, Captain?
Demzelia, show yourself.
Now that is how you make an entrance.
Chet, please.
Not even sorry about it.
You ought to be more careful, Captain Hero. One small oversight and you could make a senseless mistake. Like freeing a prisoner and endangering an entire planet?
What?
She means Grandma Cookies.
And what happened to that poor old woman, hmm? Did she make it out of her encounter with you alive? Or did she meet the same fate as the Sun Miners and their wealthy board members?
How do you know about all this?
How do I know that in Melodious Space, you turned a customary competition fatal?
That was a matter of honor. They broke the rules first.
Allowed yourself to be captured on Noir 9.
Okay, that was careless, I admit, but—
Split an entire fandom based on your own legacy.
Those fans deserve to know the type of person Bert Fartner really is.
How do I know that you interfered in an accord with a nefarious demon? That after centuries of fighting, bloodshed, and senseless violence in distressed space, you shut down the compromise for order that was Space Station Heck.
Compromise?
Lucinda is powerful. Not even I can fight her forever. Space Station Heck was the great compromise that allowed distressed space to finally blossom. Lucinda stays within the confines of the station, taking in those who die in my kingdom and feeding off their suffering. And out here, we live unimpeded by her evil.
That doesn't sound like much of a compromise to me.
Sometimes, Captain, an imperfect solution is unavoidable. Distressed space was a nightmare. Those unfortunate enough to be born here led short and tormented lives. Now we flourish. We are a superpower in the galaxy. Outsiders see us as a military country led by a bloodthirsty tyrant who conquered a demon. And behind that exterior, we are happy. At least we were, before you let hell loose on my kingdom.
Sorry. I didn't—
No, you didn't. You never tried to understand the situation. You always just ran in, fists swinging and teeth out, ready to pose in victory. Not for any real cause, mind you, but merely in the name of heroism itself.
You talk as though you know me.
Oh, I know you, Captain Hero.
Enough of this. Where is Goody Lovejoy?
I don't go by that name anymore.
You mean—
Oh, no.
Goody Lovejoy died over 2,000 years ago. I am the Queller of Distressed Space. I am the Demon Conqueror, the Queen of Order. I am the Tyrant Demzelia, and you are not welcome in my domain.
Could it be that Tyrant Demzelia is really Goody Lovejoy? How has she survived this whole time? Where did she gain this awesome power? Can our heroes find out before it's too late? The answers to all these and more when we return on—
No! I won't wait for a commercial. I refuse to believe it. There is no way you're Goody.
You never were a great listener, Captain.
Wait, good. Demzelia, her tyrantness. We've come all this way.
I'll deal with you later.
Oh, can't move. Can't move.
We've come all this way to—
Make yourself feel better.
No, to save you.
Does it look like I need saving?
Ah, Goody, please stop.
I'm warning you. Do not call me Goody again.
I just wanted to help make things right.
Then stay out of my life. Continue on your destructive path away from my kingdom.
Cappy, listen to her, man. She doesn't want us to stay.
No. Something's obviously corrupted her. That must be it.
No, dude, she's fine. She just doesn't want you around, all right? Give her some space, man.
She doesn't know what she wants. If I could just talk some sense into her. Hero leap!
How dare you approach me?
If you just listen to me, Goody.
I warned you. My name is Tyrant Demzelia.
Is he?
Gone. Sent back a long time ago in a galaxy very far away.
Oh, I thought maybe you—
No.
So you're the one I swapped places with.
I'm sorry this all happened.
Yeah, me too. Guess we finally found you.
I guess you did. I can send you back.
To my time?
To the moment before you were taken.
Wow, you could really do that?
I've grown quite strong here.
How did that happen?
Slowly, at first. But eventually, I stopped believing in my limitations, and my power stopped being so limited.
I don't think I want to go back to my time. In fact, if it's okay with you, it might be nice to go with Cappy. I'm sure he could use a hand.
I think I understand. Life as a secretary to a buffoon pales in comparison to ruling one's own corner of the galaxy. But why him, Chet? Why not stay here with me?
You know, when we were on the space station hack, Cappy would relive the mistake of ignoring you over and over again. My torture was that I was back home and our switch never happened. Instead of swapping places with you, my life just continued as it always did. Little toast, little TV, bit of reading, then sleep mode. It's a fine life for a lot of people, but not when you're hiding in it. I always wanted to help others, but no one ever took me seriously, and I never really knew how. Life with Cappy gives me a chance to make a difference in an uncaring universe. He's kind of an idiot, but I think we've been good for each other. I don't expect you to forgive him, and honestly, I'm not sure you should. But if you send me with him, maybe we can continue to grow together. Besides, you don't need my help. I just get in your way here.
You're sure this is what you want?
Yeah, I'm sure. Will everything be okay with Lucinda?
She's grown weaker managing the space station, and I've only become more fierce. You forced my hand a little early, but it shouldn't be a problem. This time, we'll be rid of her for good.
It was always your plan to eventually take her out. Of all the leaders we've come across on this journey through time and space, you give me the most hope, Madam Tyrant.
I'm glad we got to meet, Chet.
Me too, Your Majesty.
Good luck. Warwick! Warwick, wake up! We have a demon to hunt.
The end.